switch of faith turned on. Keep the switch of faith turned on.
The Spirit of Faith Netcast is on the air. I'm glad you could join us again as we continue with our study of God's Word. And this week we're starting a new topic that I'm really excited about. It's really picking up, to a certain extent, where we left off, teaching about the importance of faith and using God's kind of faith. But we're going to get over into an area now that is about using your faith in a specific area, and that is in the area of healing. We're going to be talking about physical healing today on the Netcast. And so get your Bibles. If you need to pause the Netcast for a minute, that's what the little pause button there is for. You can pause it and go get your Bible, get your pencil and paper. And, you should have a notebook. You should have a Bible study notebook where you can write down things as you hear them from the Word of God and then be able to go back to them. Because this is an area that is extremely important, this area of healing, not only for you, but for your family, extended family, friends. Healing is available to the body of Christ, and healing is available to the world through the body of Christ. We're going to find that out, and you just need to be part of this study. So join us for that. Now, I want to make a few announcements. I've had a lot of really good feedback from folks that have been enjoying the new streaming video. The fact that we now have our extended bandwidth and we have our server, which for the geeks among us, I explained is PHP streaming. And I may do a little article on that at some point about exactly how to do that. And those of you that are really super geeks out there that are really interested in that, you can read that article. Now, obviously, I won't post it probably on the Word of Faith Ministry site because it's not ministry related, but it is computer related. So I'll probably put it on my computer blog that I have. And I'll give you a pointer to that once I get around to that. But at any rate, those of you that are interested, great. Those of you that aren't, you're going, I don't care. That's okay. I'm just really fascinated and amazed at the technologies that are available to us. And I tell you, these technologies, internet, streaming video, audio available like MP3 files that we have, even of this Netcast, the audio is available. If you don't want to, either don't need the video, or you would rather have the audio where you can listen in your car or at work, I understand that, and we make that available to you. And, of course, the files are much, much smaller because they don't have to maintain the video content. And so, it's much easier to get that video, the audio. I'll get it right. Get the audio and be able to listen to the messages, and that's important. All right, let's go ahead and open our Bibles to our what will be our main scripture, and that is Psalm 103. Now, there are just literally hundreds of healing scriptures throughout the Bible, and we could go to any one of them, and we'll be hitting a lot of scripture in this study as we get into it, but I want to develop it, and in order to develop it, I want to take the time to get your mind straightened out, to be honest. There are those people who have heard teaching that is simply not sound teaching concerning healing. And there are those people who have been taught by their church, by their pastor, by the ministers they listen to, that healing has passed away. Nothing could be further from the truth, and we're going to show that from the scripture that it has not passed away. In fact, as Psalm 103 says, it is a benefit. Let's just go ahead and read Psalm 103, beginning in verse 1. A psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Now, let's just stop there. You know me. I love to just pull scriptures apart and really look at the meaning of the scripture in depth. So let's look at it. Bless the Lord. The word bless here is the Hebrew word barak. It means to bless God as an act of adoration. and to praise. Well, that's pretty straightforward, isn't it? That's what we expect it to mean. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Now, the word soul here is nephesh in the Hebrew. It means a breathing creature, the animal vitality. Now, this is, you see, in the Hebrew, let me back up a few steps. In the Hebrew, the clear difference between the spirit and the soul is not articulated as well because, and this is just my opinion, okay? My opinion is that it's not as easy to distinguish between the soul and the spirit. We're told that specifically over in Hebrews chapter 1. It says that only the Word of God can distinguish the difference or separate the difference between the soul and the spirit, the joints and the marrow. So you are a spirit. You are a spirit being. You have a soul, mind, will, and emotions. You live in a body. That body is your house on this earth. It's your earth suit. We've talked about this a little bit before. But your soulish realm, the mind, the will, the emotions, is what you think with, what you feel emotion with. It's something you have, but it's not something you are. You getting that? You are a spirit. You have a soul. You possess a soul. It's your property, if you will. And you live in a physical body. That's your earth suit. Now, the reason I say it's a little more difficult to understand between soul and spirit in the Old Testament is that it's not as clearly delineated in the Hebrew language between soul and spirit. And so here, in this word, nephesh, it means a breathing creature, the animal vitality. Now, from that definition, you could say that this is the spirit of man because it is the spirit that's the real you. It's the spirit that gives you vitality. When your spirit leaves your body, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, the scripture says. So, I don't want to get too deep into a study of spirit, soul, and body because we'll be here the whole rest of the netcast talking about that. We won't get to healing, which is why I'm hesitating just a bit. But let's go into it just this far. You are a spirit. You have a soul, mind, will, and emotions. You live in a physical body. That's why you are a triune being. Okay? We know that God is triune. He is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Father, the Son, the physical manifest body of the Lord, the Holy Spirit. You see the similarities between the fact that we are a spirit, we have mind, will, and emotions, we live in a body, spirit, soul, body. All right. That distinction, as I said, according to Hebrews chapter 1, is hard to distinguish without the Word of God dividing it properly, separating the difference between it properly. And in the Old Testament, that's not as clear. The soul and the spirit are kind of lumped together, joined together. It's, you know, it talks about saving the soul in the Old Testament, being a soul winner in the Old Testament. But literally, you win someone's spirit. You're born again in the spirit. And I don't want to get stuck here. But I do want to say that what it's talking about, let's put it this way. Bless the Lord, O my soul, means with my soulish realm, my mind, will, my emotions, and with my spirit in this verse. Okay, let's just do that, and then we can move on where we need to go. All right. And all that is within me, see now, I took all that time, and then the next thing he says is all that is within me. Well, that pretty much makes it clear, doesn't it? Everything that's in you, whether it's spirit, soul, or body, should bless the Lord. Amen. I agree. Praise God. Everything that is within me should bless his holy name. Now, we know that his holy name is not only Jehovah, Yahweh, you know, all the different ways that you can say his name, I am that I am. But we also know that we've been given the name of Jesus. We have authority and power in the name of Jesus, and he has given us that name to use. So we can look at it this way. We can bless his holy name as God the Father. We can bless his holy name as the Holy Spirit. We can bless his holy name as Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Then it says, bless the Lord, O my soul. He repeats that. And forget not all his benefits. Now, this is where I want to take a little time. Forget not. The word forget here, shakeah in the Hebrew. And don't go by my Hebrew pronunciation, believe me. But it means to mislay or to be oblivious of. Have you ever mislaid your keys? You ever forgotten your keys, just left them? And you go, what did I do with my keys? Well, he's saying, don't mislay, don't forget, don't misplace your benefits. Now, the word benefits here is jibul in the Hebrew. It means treatment by implication, service, or requital. Requital, requital. I'm not sure how to pronounce that, but I think it's requital. R-E-Q-U-I-T-A-L. You can look it up and see. But let's just use the term that we're more familiar with, which is benefits. If I go to work for a company, and of course I work in my secular position as a system administrator, computer system administrator, I work for High Point Regional Health System, which is the High Point Regional Hospital. Now, when I went to work there, and I went to HR, they sat me down and they said, let me share with you all the benefits of working at High Point Regional Health System. I said, okay. So they sat down, they opened up a little brochure, and they showed me health benefits. They showed me dental benefits. They showed me insurance benefits, all kinds of benefits that I get because I work there full time. Now, if you work at a place that offers benefits like that, then you probably are very familiar with what I'm talking about. And every year, you have to sign up for even additional benefits. They just sent me a packet recently with all the various things explaining the benefits. Now, we're familiar with those kinds of benefits. But unfortunately, we're not as familiar with the benefits we have as believers. We haven't been taught those benefits. You know, if I never went into HR and I never got a packet from them, and they didn't tell me what the benefits were, how likely do you think it is that I would take advantage of benefits? I wouldn't know what they were. Wouldn't know how to do it. You know, what if they didn't send me the little card that, you know, that's the benefits card? I wouldn't know. Well, in the same way, as a believer, we haven't been, and I'm speaking by and large, a lot of us have these days, but by and large, we haven't been told what our benefits are by ministers, pastors, teachers that are out there that we've heard all our lives. I know I grew up in a denominational church, and in that church, they didn't tell me what my benefits were other than, and this is the most important one, they told me that if I confess Jesus as Lord and believe God raised him from the dead according to Romans 10, 9, and 10, I would be saved. And that meant I would go to heaven, and my eternity would be established. It would be set. I'd be good to go. Well, you know, it's good to tell me about that benefit, and I certainly appreciate that benefit, but there are so many more benefits in being born again. Now, let's just keep reading. We'll find out here. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Well, there you go. That's what we're just talking about. He forgives all of our sin. We're made right with God. We are placed in right standing with God. You know, Jesus became sin with our sin that we might be made righteous with his righteousness. Amen. That's great. But then he goes on to say, that's a semicolon, that's not a period. He goes on to say, who healeth all thy diseases. What? Some of you may have never heard that before. What do you mean? Now, does that really mean physical disease? Well, it's the Hebrew word takalo. It means a malady, a disease, a sickness. You can't get any more clear than that, can you? But now notice he says, who forgiveth all. Now, what's all mean? Now, this is not a trick question. It's the Hebrew word kol, and it means the whole, all, any, every. I mean, it's everything. It's all. It's just exactly what you'd think it means. Now, looking at it that way, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, could you come up with an iniquity that is not forgiven by God through the blood of Jesus Christ? Murder? It's forgiven. Homosexuality? It's forgiven. Fornication? It's forgiven. Backbiting, lying, stealing? It's forgiven. Any iniquity that you can name is forgiven. That's what all means. All is every and the whole. All means all. And as I heard a minister say one time, you know, all means all, there ain't no more. I know the English isn't very good, but it gets the point across. I also, myself, when I was teaching many years ago, I said all is the biggest word in the Bible because it means all. And I just stretched it out. All. It's the biggest word in the Bible. All is all. It means the whole. It means every. So every single iniquity is forgiven. Now, I dare say that if I were to go to most denominational pastors or ministers, and I were to sit down with them, and I'd say, Pastor, you know, I've done a lot of things in my life I'm not proud of. I've committed a lot of sin. Will the blood of Jesus cover all of my sin? What do you think they'd say? Oh, they'd go, yes, brother, all. His blood covers all our sins. He forgives all our iniquities. There isn't anything you could do that God wouldn't forgive. Amen? Would that be in line with this scripture, Psalm 103, verse 3? Absolutely. But then, the very next part of this same verse, where it says, who healeth all, same word all, exactly the same Hebrew word, kol, all thy diseases, which means sickness and disease, exactly what it sounds like it means. And then you were to say to that same minister, now, Pastor, does he heal all my diseases? Well, now, brother. Yep, no, you can hear him backpedaling now. Whoa, now, wait a minute. Well, now, what? Wait. Why are you willing to say that he heals all, that he forgives all our iniquities, but he doesn't heal all our diseases? Well, it's bad teaching. They haven't really read this verse and others like it that we're going to be getting into that shows that the same God that heals, the same God who forgives all our iniquities is the same God who heals all our diseases. Amen. Now, we're still not at the end of the verse. Got another semicolon. Let's keep reading. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Now, what does that mean? He redeems our life from destruction. In other words, we're protected supernaturally. Psalm 91. Oh, my. That's a psalm of protection and deliverance. Read Psalm 91 and make it personal. Make Psalm 91 your personal statement of faith. How do you do that? Let's go look at it. I'm going to just go over to Psalm 91. I want you to read it with me as a psalm of deliverance from destruction. And think of this in terms of you personally. Put your name, if you will, right into it. Now I'm going to start reading Psalm 91, verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, Lord God, I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, Lord, I am abiding under your shadow. I will say of the Lord, now this is what I'm supposed to say, he is my refuge. He is my fortress. He is my God. In him will I trust. Surely, surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler. And remember, I'm personalizing this. It says, shall deliver thee, but I'm going to say it for me, which is the way you should say it, for you. He delivers me from the snare of the fowler. He delivers me from noisome pestilence. He covers me with his feathers, and under his wings shall I trust. His truth is my shield and my buckler. I shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at my side, and 10,000 shall fall at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. Woo! It's not coming near me because I'm under divine protection. He's delivering me from destruction. Only with mine eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, or I have made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High my habitation. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. Ooh, glory. I'm getting happy just reading this. The word plague here is the word nega, which is where we get our word negative. It literally means a blow, a spot, a plague, a sore. It means anything negative is actually the root meaning of the word here. Anything negative shall not come, in effect, nigh my dwelling. Now, dwelling can mean your house, because you dwell in your house. Or, remember, you are a spirit, you have a soul, you live in a body. That's also your house, your dwelling. So nothing negative, no plague, shall come nigh my dwelling, which is my body, or my house, or my family. Let's keep reading. For he shall give his angels charge over me, to keep me in all my ways. He shall bear me up in their hands, lest I dash even my foot against a stone. That's how much protection I've got. I shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall I trample under my feet. Now the dragon is the devil. It's a symbol of the devil. And I've got him under my feet. There's an old song, under my feet. He's under my feet. And that's exactly where he is. He's under my feet. Praise the Lord. He's under my feet. Amen. So, let's keep going. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set, or he'll deliver me. He'll set me on high. See, I'm personalizing it. Because I have known his name. I'll call upon the Lord, and the Lord will answer me. The Lord's going to be with me in trouble. And the Lord's going to deliver me and honor me. Woo, glory. With long life, woo, long life, will the Lord satisfy me and show me his salvation. Now there you go. Praise the Lord. I'm going to go back to Psalm 103 now. But that's a psalm of protection. That is a word that you can stand on because God is redeeming your life from destruction. Now let's keep reading here. We're still at a semicolon in Psalm 103, verse 4. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness. This is, he redeems thy life from destruction. Now he crowns us with loving kindness and with tender mercies. Woo! He satisfies my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagle. See, I'm still reading it in the first person here, because it's my promise. It's promised unto me. Praise God. So let's go back and read it that way. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hey, soul, you bless the Lord. All that's within me, bless his holy name. Lord, I bless you. I bless you with everything that's within me. And I do not forget your benefits, because you have forgiven all my iniquities. You have healed all my diseases. You are redeeming my life from destruction. And you crown me with loving kindness and tender mercies. You satisfy my mouth with good things, and my youth is renewed like the eagles. Woo, boy, you get a shout on. Amen. Get yourself a shout on because of this psalm and what we're learning from this psalm. But what I want you to see more than anything else in this particular study is about healing and the fact that we know he's forgiven all our iniquities. Now we need to know that he heals all our diseases. It's part of the atonement. Jesus bore our sin, Matter of fact, he became sin, according to the Word of God, with our sin, that we might become and be made the righteousness of God in him. Well, in the same way, he took upon himself our sicknesses and bore our diseases so that we would be healed physically. Now, theologically speaking, this concept is called healing being in the atonement. Healing is in the atonement. When Jesus atoned for us in terms of sin, he also atoned for us concerning sickness and disease. So that's what we're going to be getting into, and this is just the beginning. This is just opening the door. And I hope the wheels are spinning in your mind and you're going, wow, you know, this is something I haven't seen. If you haven't been taught along these lines, if you have, if you're like me and you've had, you know, years and years and years, in my case, let's see, 35 years, I guess, of teaching concerning the Word of God, concerning healing, concerning some of these things, let me tell you, there's nothing like going back and hearing it again and hearing it again and hearing it again, because it is important to rehearse these things. Why? Because we don't want to forget or mislay, like the car keys. We don't want to mislay his benefits. We don't want to forget his benefits. You're not going to take advantage of the benefit unless you know what it is. Amen. Well, this is a good stopping place, so we'll stop right there, and we'll pick up next week with a study on healing. And again, I want to encourage you. Let people know about this netcast. You know, I don't sit here in my living room and come to you every week just because I don't have anything better to do. I've got a lot of things going on. I'm busy. But this is what God's called me to do. And I am to proclaim the word of faith, be a showcase of ministries, train people to fulfill the word of God. And training people to fulfill the word of God means there's got to be people out there watching and listening. So let people know about this netcast. Share the URL with them, www.wofm, which stands for Word of Faith Ministries, .org. I'm going to have that URL just drilled into your thinking before it's over with, so that you can tell folks, as you are just going about your business day to day, you're talking, maybe you start talking with somebody about healing. And they go, I don't know about that healing stuff. And you say, well, listen, go to wofm.org, click on the netcast, and beginning in netcast number 116, and start listening to the message concerning healing. And let me tell you, you will find out what the Bible has to say, what the Hebrew and the Greek have to say about healing. And then there will be no doubt in your mind whatsoever, and you'll be able to take advantage of the benefits, all the benefits, that you have as a believer. We're going to get into healing. We're going to get into the fact that it's a part of the atonement. We're going to get into how to receive your healing. We're going to get into all the different aspects of the ministry of healing. So stay with us. Stay tuned, as they say, and join us for this series of messages. I believe it'll be a blessing to you. So write me, Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at WOFM.org. I'll get it right. WOFM.org, because we're a nonprofit organization. And remember, until next time, to fulfill the Word of God.
Keep the switch of faith turned on. Keep the switch of faith turned on. Cast not away your confidence. Keep the switch of faith turned on.